You are listening to Haunted Meat, the health, fitness, and wellness podcast for strange and unusual people. Today we're going to be talking about the benefits of walking. Now, y'all know the health benefits. Those ones, I'm not going to bother talking about today. We all know the health benefits of walking and the health risks of not walking. They're bad, okay? If you got legs, you should walk. We know that, but let's talk about how to do it right. Legendary film director and OG rebel Werner Herzog said that the world reveals itself to those who travel on foot. The world reveals itself to those who travel on foot. Now, I don't know if he was the first person to say that. Sounds pretty damn wise, though, and I'd like to credit him with it because he's absolutely one of my favorite people in the universe. If you don't know who Werner Herzog is, you would do well to do some research into this crazy filmmaking maven. But let's talk about walking. I want to take a walk through walking a little bit, because walking is one of those joys of being human that so many of us take for granted. We put on our Fitbit bits and our fitness trackers and we say, oh man, I got to get so many steps in, and we power walk through life without actually looking at what's around us. We drive through at 60, 70 miles an hour on the I-10, no idea what's zooming past, the things that we miss, the things that we fail to see because we have our eyes on the horizon. Now, there's nothing wrong with keeping your eyes on the horizon, both literally and figuratively, but you want to take some time once in a while without expectation, without necessarily saying, oh, well, I'm gonna find something cool today. And just walk and observe the world around you. Take a look around. You know, getting your steps in, getting your health walk in should be a way to slow down, a kind of walking meditation, an adventure, something that allows the world to reveal itself to you. Now, I know this can be difficult for a lot of people. And I get it. Everything's so fast. Everything's at breakneck speed. And one of the things that I personally like to do when I go on a walk or a run is I do like to have my my camera phone with me. And I will look for opportunities of things to take pictures of. I'll look for opportunities to take of things to take pictures of. And this this allows me to really kind of look with a critical eye at what's actually around me. What are my surroundings? What could be an interesting thing to take a photograph of? Now, Werner Herzog, being a film director guy, he's probably thinking similar things, right? He's looking around. He's looking for those visual opportunities. And when you look for those visual opportunities, all kinds of things unfold, right? I live in the beautiful city of Tucson. And, you know, some people who have passed through quickly might chuckle at me saying it's a beautiful city, but it really is. But the beauty is in the nooks and crannies. It's not a big, towering, glittering city. It is a funky little town, and it's got lots of beautiful murals and layers of old buildings and newer buildings, and even the dirty little in-between the alleys spaces. Even the graffiti can be interesting to see as you're walking through. Look for these opportunities to appreciate the story that each of these things tells, right? The shuttered windows of a closed space with layers of graffiti on it and do not enter signs. Like, that's layers of story that's happening there, right? And you can kind of let your imagination run wild with what happened in that space. The other thing I like to do when I'm walking around is I use an app called Zombie Run, and it gives you a little, it's almost like an old-timey radio show in some ways. It's a running, walking tracker type app, right? Tells you how long you went and how fast and all that good stuff and where. But it also gives you a little story, a little narrative about this post-apocalyptic zombie world in which you are playing an important role. And you've got all these different actors or characters around you doing different things, and zombies you got to watch out for, and items that you got to collect. And the nice thing about having that kind of a story going in the background is, again, it makes you kind of really aware of what's around you. And it gives you this narrative to kind of go by. And it gives you the opportunity to really, like, not only be safe, right? Because you're thinking in terms of, like, there could be danger at every corner, which is true, especially if you're, walking in a space where there's not a lot of people, that kind of thing. You want to be aware of your surroundings. You don't want anybody to sneak up on you. No zombies, no bad actors. So you want to be aware of your surroundings in that sense, and let your imagination kind of wander a little bit and speculate about how things got to where they're going to be, right? What happened that particular dandelion found that particular crack in the sidewalk? Whose wish was that? Was that like some kid from, 30 miles away, last month that made a wish and blew the dandelion seed down the road, that it took root right in that spot? And when that dandelion turns into another little poof ball, are you going to pick it up and make a wish too and have that float on by? And who painted that mural, and who did that graffiti, and why? And what kind of crazy other things have happened in this exact same spot? What kind of dinosaurs walked this earth? And just let your imagination go and appreciate all of the little details, all of the deep little details that are all around you as you're walking. And when you do that, you can get lost in the story, in the narrative, in the beauty, in the minutia. And when you do that, walking becomes relaxing. It becomes a form of meditation, and it's not a chore. It's fun. It's enjoyable, and before you know it, you start feeling better. You start feeling good, and then the walk does what it's supposed to. You don't come back huffing and frustrated, like, oh man, I didn't get all my steps in. And we get obsessed with the statistics of what we're doing. We get obsessed with the numbers of what we're doing. And even though, yeah, I do use an app that tracks like my mileage and that kind of stuff, I use it for the story. I use it for the narrative. I use it to find new places, because if I find myself walking the same route over and over again, hey, maybe I'm going to take this different street, see what's down here, right? You discover new businesses, new spots to visit in the future. So take some time when you're walking. Enjoy it. Don't get hung up on the numbers. If you're taking your dog for a walk, don't just think about, like, oh, well, I gotta take him around the corner so he can do his business, and then I'm gonna pick up the business and give. Like, the dog's enjoying himself. The dog's sniffing stuff and exploring. Why can't you do the same? Enjoy it. Learn from your dog. And just take the world as it comes. Get down on the sidewalk and sniff some stuff with him. That would blow his mind, wouldn't it? Like, oh, hey, my human's doing cool shit too. This is awesome. Get some weird looks from people, they'll leave you alone. That's good. You don't want people getting too friendly with you if you're walking the same route every time, too. Sheesh. Slow you right down. So, get out there and be weird and enjoy it. And then tell me all about it. And you can find me on social media, on the Facebooks, on the Instagrams. Tell me about your walking experience and maybe something new that you found when you're out on your walk today. If you happen to be taking a walk in downtown Tucson, swing on by to the corner of Stone and Tule and visit the Nerd Gym. The Nerd Gym is Feel Good Fitness. We are the quirkiest, most wonderful little fitness gym here in Tucson, and we do all kinds of fun classes and programs and nutrition and basically everything you need to become superhuman. So, come on down, say hi. You can like us on the social medias. We are the Nerd Gym. You can send us messages. messages. And if you've got questions, you can also email me, mel@thenerdgym.com. We'll see you there.